And we have Emil Dettoffel here. Emil, you sent me an interesting article the other day. Tell me about this article.
Well, the article, let me think now, try to remember back to a couple of days ago. The article is talking about, let me dig the article out. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. I wasn't prepared for your question.
I like to put people off balance. No, I have a different kind of mind. Well, yeah. The reason is the article was talking about the voice of God. It was voice of God. Now, people need to know about the actual classified and non-classified research on this. Do you know that in Japan it's not outlawed to have what's called subsonic commercials where you pass a soda machine that has various Japanese-style drinks that actually talk to your subconscious mind by hitting the petrous temporal bone with harmonic resonant frequencies that can actually make you, below your sensor band of consciousness, actually hear a commercial telling you to order their Japanese soda by sticking your credit card or your money in the machine and getting the soda.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's what this article was after.
Yeah, that's just one of the things.
Very interesting.
The other, of course, is the whole idea of DNA. This is the one you sent me, was one on DNA.
Yes, right.
Now, people need to start understanding.
Thank you for refreshing my memory, yeah.
Yeah, now here's the thing about DNA. Now, I'm preparing a lecture. I've been working on this, by the way, for 37 years. I started doing research on pain back 45 years ago when I worked with the head of the Arthritis Association of the United States and Canada, Dr. John Woodbury. Now, he knew I was kind of an oddball. I was the kind of kid that trained myself at quantum mechanics, and I got a scholarship to go to MIT in nuclear physics in grade 11. But I turned it down because I didn't want to make weapons of mass destruction, so I went into oceanography because I thought it was a good biological science. And I finished my PhD research project in 5 months by sleeping on a lab floor. Now, I'll tell you what the project was. I was taking Vibrio marinus, isolating a bacterium that had 10 million times more enzymatic activity to take off the serial methyl group and convert it to the highest quality protein source and mineral source for food on the planet. And I succeeded in doing it, not only isolating the bacterium, but creating a radioactive substrate, writing the software, isolating it, and completing it all in 5 months. Now, when I went into medicine, I realized I had the equivalent of advanced training in physics, chemistry, organic and inorganic chemistry, and biochemistry, intermediate metabolism. And I realized that most people in the medical school residency and even PhD programs were knuckleheads. They had no business being in research at all. It's a talent. It's not something you can train people to have. It's either part of their DNA. Like I was watching a show, This Is Us, and it turned out the little black boy was the kid who had the math brain and the science brain. It's something that's part of what your genetics are and your epigenetics. Now, the problem is that people don't get it. When you're sticking a cell phone at the side of your head and we do a digital thermogram of your head and it shows your blood-brain barrier is broken after 30 seconds, that's not good. Now, there's a thing called harmonic resonance, which basically means if you make a frequency similar to a biological molecule in your body, you start to transfer energy to that molecule or set of molecules or organelles, and you can start to transfer energy that can cause some really bad effects. Open up ion channels, regulate and unmask DNA, turn on cancer, do all kinds of really bad stuff. Break down the blood-brain barrier, so now proteins in the brain become allergenic or immunogenic to the body's immune system that ordinarily we'd call a remote site. So these are all bad things. So do you remember the substance of the article you sent me now?
Yeah, sure. I sure do.
Okay, let's go through some.
These researchers from the University of Maryland, they took some E. coli, which is a bacteria that lives in the gut.
In your gut, yeah.
And they modified its DNA so that they could play with it. And what they did was they found a way to put these organisms near an electrical signal that would influence the transcription of the DNA, meaning what molecules the DNA told the cell to make, so that they could cause the cells to do various things, to fluoresce or to start moving around or to have some sort of biological response. So essentially, they created organisms that if you irradiated them, they would do something. If you irradiate them in a specific way, they would do a specific thing. So what it's telling us here in a very broad way is that our DNA is susceptible to radio frequency and electronic interference. And that someone could try to control it in specific ways if they knew enough about the electromagnetic influence on our DNA.
Well, let me give you some side things, because you know I've been involved with Tier 1 science for many years. Back in the mid-90s, I got presidential level security clearance. But before then, I actually, when I came back from Georgia, I ran a multi-doctor practice by the Halifax International Airport. Now, it's well known that a lot of Canadian and even European, but especially Canadian universities, they'd like to move offshore military projects for DARPA or the CIA, whatever, to Canadian universities. People may not be aware of this. And many of these are very advanced universities, like Dalhousie, where I went to, had like 30,000 students and some of the top labs and research facilities on the planet. And what they had done is the Pratt & Whitney jet aircraft parts plant that makes the vanes for the jet aircraft for the U.S. military, special titanium alloy with a special, you know, these are classified alloys of titanium. They had in the back of the facility a research lab where they were doing work on directed energy weapons. Now, I didn't know about this because I was the only doctor taking care of these guys if they had accidents and they had occupational injuries, because I'm trained in occupational medicine as well as toxicology, burn units, etc. So they had a release of 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid in 1992. And when they had this release of hydrofluoric acid, they had a lot of respiratory injuries. And I was seeing these guys, and like they were just coughing up blood, and they were sick as hell. And I said, you know, unless you tell me exactly what happened and why this happened, I'm not going to let do anything for you. You can drop dead. I literally said that to them. Because I'm like the guy on a TV show years ago, Becker. Don't come up straight with me. See you later. Have a nice time. So I don't know. We'll tell you everything. Deke, I said, if you don't tell me everything, I can't help you. I have to know what you're exposed to, whether it's, you know, some kind of toxic chemical or volatile chemical or gas. So he said, what we had is we had a directed energy weapon that's an offshore DARPA project that was set to be in terahertz waves that would stimulate and make the cells release peroxisomes and lysosomes. I said, what the heck would you want to do that for? Well, we had collimated beams of them that were to be put on our military equipment, like the Apache helicopters, the A-10s, and the M1 Abrams tanks. I said, what the heck? She said, yeah. I said, what are the consequences? She said, well, when these terahertz beams hit them, you know, our subject, it causes their cells to release peroxisomes, so it starts to digest the person while they're standing there. So within minutes, they get nauseated, can't see, can't stand straight up, vomit their guts up. Pretty soon, they're actually having cardiac arrhythmias and bleeding from every orifice, and their cells are liquefying because they're now actually digesting their cells while they're standing there, and then they have a full cardiac arrest and drop dead. And their body literally liquefies because they release these peroxisomes and lysosomes. Now, I know from a fact, even when I talked to doctors in Lebanon, when they had the latest war about a decade or so ago with the Israelis, U.S. military and the Israelis were experimenting with special bombs or microwave bombs. And when these bombs went off, they would microwave you from the inside out. Really, really high-energy microwaves. So they literally turn you to, I call them, you know, I refer to anybody that has a microwave, I said, that should be called a coagulator. It's not really, it doesn't even evenly heat things, so that's why you can have chicken, where parts of the chicken can still have bacteria because part of it's overcooked and other parts aren't cooked properly. So it's not like putting it in an oven where you're going to get more even heating. But these people, when I went back and talked to the doctors in Lebanon that were picking up the bodies, they didn't decay because it killed all the bacteria off. And when they tried to pick them up and move them, they shattered because they were dehydrated. Now, I know this is classified Tier 1 research, but this is a fact. They've actually done work and found that you can turn on atavistic genes with scalar waves and actually make chickens to start to develop raptor claws. And both we and the Russians have discovered this. Those are only two I know right off the top that we've been able to figure out how to turn on atavistic genes. Literally, ancient genes are normally, it has a little sign over the gene, do not turn on, you're not going to like the consequences. So you got to understand when you're talking about the danger. That's why you got to contact Emil and get this protective stuff, because all around your home, whether it's a cooktop with the induction cooktop or it's dimmer switches in your wall or your latest LED, OLED TV or whatever it is, if you're not measuring the toxic pollution coming from that or switching what power supplies are, which are on your neighbors for 100 square miles that are coming up your power lines or even your waterworks, people don't realize the pollution isn't just coming through your power lines. It's coming through magnetite in the soil, in the ground. It's coming through the water because there's an aquifer, let's say, where you happen to be. It's actually coming all the way up to your house, even miles away from any power plant. People have no idea how much pollution they're exposed to. And then they're sticking a cell phone at the side of their head. They discovered in schools in Europe and Britain, private schools, kids can't learn if they have a Wi-Fi network on all the time and high energy. They did a mouse experiment, and they found the mice don't have a permanent memory trace, because a permanent memory trace, there's three things that happen when you learn something. You get what's called a neural network, which is a, you know, immediate array of nerves firing off in a specific pattern. And then you have facilitated pathways, and finally you get neural tubules, which store the memory for every cell in the body, but in the nervous system it creates an array to reproduce memories, auditory, visual, whatever, motor memories. The thing is, those final microtubules are screwed up really bad if you've got Wi-Fi networks. Isn't that interesting?
Sure.
So tell us what kind of equipment you have available to stop people from cooking themselves inside their home. In other words, it's not a home, it's a scalar DNA, in a sense, microwave. It's like you're cooking yourself with your cell phone, your personal irradiator, you're cooking yourself with your microwave and your induction cooktop, you're cooking yourself with your with your iPad and your computer and your switching mode power supplies, and you're cooking yourself just because you don't even have stetsurizers to stop the waves coming in from all your neighbors that have all this crap. I mean, you turn on your computer and it goes, whoa, look at all the people around me that have really powerful Wi-Fi networks that can go like a mile. I remember talking to this guy a few years ago, and he said he was going down the road and he thought he had his like phone that, you know, he sits in the jack and just goes around the kitchen or whatever. And he actually thought it was his cell phone, and he actually took that phone that sits in the jack, and he was like a mile or so away and still doing the calls. He said, oh my gosh, this thing still works a mile from my home. So tell
right.
us what you have. What do you have?
So you're absolutely right that there are multiple sources that are going to be radiating into your home, some of which you have control over and some of which you don't, like the cell phone tower down the street or your neighbor's Wi-Fi, right? You don't have control over the source. So in order to do something about it, it's helpful to think in those two terms. What do I have control over and what don't I have control over? The ones I have control over, like my own Wi-Fi router or my own cordless phone, these tend to be simpler to deal with because you have the choice of getting rid of the thing or turning it off or putting it on a timer or putting shielding on it, right? So you can do those things. We have shielding that you can put around the cordless phone or around a Wi-Fi router to reduce the radiation coming out of it. We have filters that you can put onto the outlets of your home to reduce the dirty electricity that you've got radiating off of the wiring. So if you can identify the sources you have in your home, you can think about what makes sense to do about them. Does it make sense to increase your distance? In other words, take the Wi-Fi router and instead of putting it right on your bedstand, put it out in the garage, right? Or maybe get into it electronically and turn down the power. Many of the Wi-Fi routers have a power control where they come to you defaulting to 100% power, and you can turn them down to 50% or 25%. Or you can put a shield on them. We offered several kinds of shields called the router guard or the signal tamer, which is a porous shield that goes around the Wi-Fi router, which will attenuate, reduce the amount of signal without completely killing it. So it effectively reduces the amount of radiation you're getting while still allowing your internet connection to work. Or better yet, turn the thing off and connect cables right from your computer equipment to the router. So there's lots of different approaches.
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to see happening.
Control the source.
I heard a new alternative. One is I think people should start moving toward fiber optic everything. We should go back to the old phone booths, and because to be honest with you, it's really bad culture to have people walking around like they're schizophrenic, talking to their phone about personal matters really loud, say in an airport or a shopping mall. It's weird, okay? If you live as old as I am, 65 now, you think our entire culture is mentally ill now. Number two, they're irradiating their brain and they don't realize it. They're cooking their pineal gland and their hippocampus and the rage control nuclei, and they're actually cutting off the anterior forebrain bundle because they're causing oxidative stress and upregulating the glial cells to make peroxynitrate. People say, I disagree with you, Dr. Deagle. You can't prove that. you're talking to Diego, man. This is a bad challenge to make. I'm like the mixed mental martial arts guy that's going to grab you by the neck and put you in a Brazilian brain headlock, okay, and stop the thoughts moving to your cortex. Because I'm not going to put up with any crap from people. I don't care if you've got a physics degree or an MD triple specialist. You don't know what you're talking about if you get into areas where I consider myself an expert. Now, this is really dangerous. Our entire culture is frying ourselves, and we've had some experts on the program about the fact that even just the introduction of electricity 100 years ago in the sine wave has caused a lot of new illnesses that didn't exist before electricity. But now we've got so much electro pollution, and as they move toward what's called smart grid, which means all these appliances that have smart chips in them now that already exist in your home are not talking back to the smart grid yet. But in Europe, they've activated them, and they do. So they can turn off your washer and dryer in Sweden now, so you can't turn the damn thing on until after, say, 11 o'clock at night when there's not peak power usage. People, they wouldn't do that. That's precisely the whole purpose of what they're doing. They want to tell your appliance, now you go to sleep until it's 11 o'clock at night, and they should be in bed, but they got to go down and load the laundry up. Isn't that a fact?
It is a fact. It is a fact. And it's just one of the several dangers of making your home smart. The other two
smart.
Involve...
That's a funny term,
stability.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a misnomer. The other two are making your home susceptible to hacking and to eavesdropping, right? So that someone with the appropriate technology could get in and mess with your TV or mess with your...
Or they could even start a fire in your house. Actually, people say, well, they couldn't do it. These switching mode power supplies, for example, that they have, and these things that they put on for your power box that they're putting on now, they outlawed them in Saskatchewan because these engineers were smart enough in Saskatchewan, Canada, that they actually were causing fires, industrial fires and home fires. So people need to know they actually cause power surges that can fry integrated circuits and actually start electrical fires in the walls of your house.
Yep. Yes, they can, and they have. Not only can they, but they have.
Right.
And add to that, maybe the most annoying danger to this is that the utility then can use this smart grid to collect data on you, on your electric usage, and on when and where and how you use your refrigerator and
your hair dryer
that you have plugged in. All right. And use this to market, to sell to industries that want to market to you.
Well, I'm gonna go a little bit far on this, but I got to tell you a story. Last night, I was watching this show. This Is Us, and our shipper kind of recommends a good show. It's kind of like a soap opera, but it's very real, real, real people. And we're watching it on DirecTV. And we also have Amazon. And all of a sudden, I went for a break and watched one episode. We moved up from the first episode. I think we're going to be episode 7. And when I come back, it's gone. All of the shows are actually in our queue for on-demand, just disappeared off DirecTV. They're gone. And the only one I would show was the latest show, was like 17 or something, which is like 10 shows ahead. So I realized, I went back over and over again, I was like, well, maybe my Wi-Fi is not working, maybe this is not working, that is not working. I realized I had to go into Amazon and search for it and find it on Hulu and then pay for it to get it. So if you don't think they're snooping and know exactly what you're doing at any time, like with these Amazon snooper machines, you're an idiot. They know you're watching this show and say, hey, we're going to hit them up. They're going to have to buy the damn thing if they want to watch the rest of the series. We're not going to let them watch it because they got DirecTV. Heck with that.
The perfect example.
Or not. Yeah.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Options and sales that you have, because you got an amazing array. If you go to our link, and by the way, they can contact you directly too, Emil. What's your best phone number if people want to call and get your advice? And by the way, say that you heard from us, because we'll get some credit. It gives us a little commission on anything that you purchase there. By the way, we have the broadcaster. We took down temporarily our signals for our MP3s for different harmonic resonance, and I'll explain how this works. Remember how you mentioned how these scalar waves affect your DNA? It's actually not directly DNA, it's the cell membrane. I would call it MEM-BRAIN. The membranes of your body are the brains of your DNA, okay? And they send a signal, right? The membranes send a signal to the telomeres, and the telomeres send a signal back to the ion channels to open and close them to transport minerals. And every single gene complex in your cell is regulated by a specific harmonic resonance of a mineral. And now, for example, I'll give you the mineral resonance, and these are the atomic resonance from research from Linus Pauling and my colleague, who actually developed a lot of these. And calcium is 59.738246 hertz. Copper is 94.713737 hertz, for example. So if you go through, and you know what minerals are necessary here for the regulation of the genes for a particular illness, let's say reversing retinitis pigmentosa or heart failure or hypertension, you can actually select the harmonic resonant frequencies to open the ion channels, let the mineral in, and turn on the genes to let the tissue start healing. And when you get gene silencing, it literally is silencing the signal. So, for example, when your hair turns gray, it's because you shut down the manganese gene, and the manganese-dependent enzyme stopped making the pigment for your hair to have a color. Now, why is this important? You get all the equipment and the special protection material to protect you from all these scalar signals that are screwing up your DNA. And if you don't think it's being screwed up, you can't taste these scalar waves, you can't smell these scalar waves, and you have no sensory way of knowing that things really bad are happening to you, do you? So what kind of equipment do you have?
Well, you always want to start by making measurements, getting a meter so that you can determine, do I have radiation? If so, what kind? And where is it coming from? There's no point in spending time and money trying to shield something that's not a problem or getting the wrong kind of shielding to put on it that, you know, is not going to work for that application. As well, it will help you to find things that you never suspected. So that little clock on your stovetop, or the wiring in the wall that you didn't know was under the bed, and so on. So it's critical to start by making measurements. Otherwise, as Dr. Deagle says, you're working blind because you can't see it or smell it or taste it. There's a number of meters that are out there that are available to do this, some of which will do multiple functions. We call those combination meters, so that you can measure the high-frequency radio waves, like the cell phone and Wi-Fi stuff.
Right.
And as well, you can measure the low-frequency signals coming from the wiring and your fluorescent lights and anything that's plugged in.
Right.
So there's meters that can do that. So you don't have to buy a whole array of things, a complicated big array of equipment to do this. So start there. Start taking some measurements in your home. Determine set some priorities. What are the worst things? Let's deal with those first, because it's a big beast. You know, because you've got wiring and lighting and appliances and communications and all this stuff all going on at the same time, and it can feel a little overwhelming. Start with the big problems.
Right.
In your home, the big problem might be your Wi-Fi coming both from the router and from the computer, or it might be your microwave oven, or it might be your induction stovetop. I mean, depending on what you've got going on in your home, you know, it's going to be unique to your situation. Maybe you live in a townhome or an apartment,
yeah,
and your neighbor's got a plasma TV right on the wall that you share.
Now, you have a simple meter, you know, that can actually walk around the house, and you can actually turn on the audio, and it'll tell you what problem areas are going to go right through the ceiling. Like, I walked in, was your example, my switching mode power supply, I mean, sensor, which is the Gigahertz Solutions from Germany, and as it walked in the kitchen, I said, well, you turn on the microwave, and I'm like 20 feet away, and this thing's screaming. And we're talking about, you think the microwave shielded, or switching mode, or these induction cooktops. And even when the thing was turned off, it was screaming. It's like, so don't think because it's turned off and it's not hot and it's not doing bad stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, the number to call, and go to our link on the front page. The number to call again, Emil, is
888-LESS-EMF.
That's pretty easy. 888-LESS-EMF. We'll get you back. Stay there, Emil.
Very good.
Yeah, let me give you a time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
See the checkout girls goodbye, because that big orange cloud is rising up over your city, turning into a mushroom cloud, and it's time to get out. So, if you're, and by the way, it's not just going to happen one big event. Well, the big event happening right now is drinking bad toxic water, eating genetically modified food, listening to your government on mandatory vaccines for you and your kids. You must take these mandatory vaccines. You must eat the genetically modified food, otherwise you can't become a genetically modified person, GMP. and you must drink the water, which of course will feminize you with the halides, damage your thyroid, destroy your mitochondria, shorten your lifespan, and make it miserable before you finally croak. If you're trying to detoxify, the most important first thing is don't put more toxins in your body and provide water that allow you to dump the toxins in and either urinate or pass it by stool out of your body after you detoxify. But if you have toxic water going in, kind of hard to get the toxins out when you're pouring toxins in, isn't it, Bob?
Boy, hi, Dr. Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's talk about why is this system so good? Well, it's a linear charcoal system, the best aerial membrane, and then an ion exchange resin. So the only thing coming out the other end is water molecules. In fact, the neat thing about these water molecules when you freeze them is they behave completely different. They're internal, how can I say it, bonding between the water molecules makes you form weird spiky things on the outside of the ice crystals, so they look like they're from another world. And we add 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium, which will raise the pH to around 10, so it's not completely devoid of minerals. We have that post-filtration phase. But people need to realize that most of the water that's even bottled water is not toxin-free, is it? Right, Bob? I think we disconnected Bob, so we're going to get Bob back. I don't think he's in rural. I think he's in actually outer Portland, which is like a different dimension. That's probably why the dimensional portal closed to Portland. That's why they have that short show, Portlandia. My son used to live there, oldest son. So, this system, by the way, has a Bev 100 system, which is a countertop system. My middle son has one of them in his apartment. I'm going to have to change his filters here shortly. The Bev 200 system is a tackle box system, great for RVs or for preppers. Drop a hose into a puddle, get cleaner and distilled water with no energy vampire. The Bev 300 is a 5-gallon reserve tank. I have two of them, one in our kitchen, one in our laundry room, supplying both fridges and their water service. Bob, you're back. Ooh, Bob's phone is dying. So we'll keep on trying, Bob. I know he's there. He just probably, hopefully he didn't have any major thing happen. I'm sure that he's not driving while we're talking, so I know he didn't have a car accident. So let's continue with these systems until we get Bob, and we'll keep trying. So the next system is a Bev Auto Flush, which is a Bev 500 system. And that one, after so many gallons, will automatically flush the reverse osmosis membrane. And then the whole house system, which is three large cylinders about 22 inches long, easy to change with a little plastic kind of wrench that opens up the little things. You can drop the cylinder out, put a new cylinder in. It creates clean water for washing, bathing, and just general things, so you don't putting toxins, let's say, on your lawn. And it pulls out the chloride and fluoride, pulls out the trichalomethane, pulls out the heavy metals and radiotoxins. And then when you take that pre-filtered water and put it through your water filtration system for drinking water, it's even cleaner. So that's amazing. Now, there is no other system comparison. Forget about Berkey. Forget about any other water filtration system. I get water ads all the time. These are people that are yahoos. None of them are environmental doctors. None of them actually are chemists. None of them actually know how to measure all these radiotoxins and chemicals in their water, and they certainly aren't going to. They look at... And you can go, for example, and get a TDS monitor from Bob at Pure Water Systems, and you can measure and see that the total dissolved solids is remarkably better. Do we have Bob back? Hello, Bob, are you there? Okay, sounds good. Okay, we don't have him yet. All right. Such as live radio, you know, yesterday it was our next-door neighbor doing something that got himself a little... Ah, good, we got Bob. So, Bob, tell us about these systems. I kind of did a summary of them, all of which, the Bev 100, 200, 300, the AutoFlush 500, and the whole host system. There really is no competition. I mean, I don't want to even mention their names. I mentioned the name Berkey, but all of the other systems, including the commercial ones, are garbage compared to your system in terms of quality of water, price of system, ease of filtration switching, and ease of insulation. I mean, every single aspect about this is superior in your systems, and the filters are inexpensive to swap them.
It's you know, the great thing about our system, in summary, is the same systems that are used to purify water for making pharmaceuticals, the same systems that are used to wash the chips when they're making semiconductors. And, you know, when you're making a semiconductor and you've got things that are down in the billionths of an inch, you know, trillionths of an inch measurement, you don't want a piece of conductive material to lay across the traces on that circuit board. So they have to use the absolute most pure water that we know how to make. Right. And the way they do that is a combination of reverse osmosis and deionization.
Right.
Sure, there's some other ways you could do it, but there's no other cost-effective way to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, we combine granular activated carbon because it's great for getting rid of organic molecules and chlorine. We use reverse osmosis because it's great for getting rid of most of the inorganic molecules and the heavy metals and the mineral salts. And then we use deionization because it's great for getting rid of the things that those other two fail to get rid of. Plus, we add a membrane filter to remove bacteria, cyst, and virus. So you don't need, with our system, you don't need an ultraviolet light. Other systems out there, if you want to put your system on a water supply that's not potable water, then you're going to have to add some kind of disinfection to the water, because the water filter won't do the job by itself. And so with our system, you know, combined the way it is, you basically have laboratory type 2 water in a residential system that fits under your sink. And, you know, you go to your faucet on the sink, the little dedicated faucet, you open up the tap, and voila, pure drinking water, nothing else, just H2O. No bacteria, no cysts, no virus, no remaining chemicals, no remaining estrogen, no remaining, you know, what about now? They got the testosterone drugs that men are taking. Their body doesn't metabolize at all. Some gets peed out. Women take all their hormones. That gets peed out. Some of them get peed out. You combine that with all the pharmaceuticals that people still dump down their toilet, and that they pee out because their body doesn't absorb them all. You get all this stuff stirred up in a nice little toxic soup, and you get traces of it in your drinking water every time you go to the faucet. And so, you know, with our system, no, you don't have to worry about that. Problem solved. You know, problem solved. Why invest your hard-earned dollars and only get halfway there? So with our system, you know, we solve the problem. For you and your family, you have clean drinking water, free of toxins, and then you can, you know, then your other things that you take, all the wonderful options that are available through Dr. Bill, you know, they have an opportunity to work better because your immune system's not busy dealing with the toxins that are in the water, and instead they can be busy taking care of whatever your ailment is that Dr. Bill's, you know, giving you some recommendations on how to heal. And
yeah.
So, you know, stop interfering with the immune system. Stop interfering with your healing process by putting toxic chemicals in your body. And drinking water is great. Drinking pure water is better. Because drinking pure water, not only are you no longer putting in toxins, but you're increasing your body's ability to remove toxins and the
exactly.
byproducts of the toxins. And
well,
so it's a simple, simple thing.
I'm going to quote Dr. William Ray and some of our other senior members of our Academy of Environmental Medicine, and I agree with these guys because I've repeated the same things and I've said them even years before, that we have roughly 2 generations left and human beings in the Western world will not be able to reproduce. That's a pretty stark statement. Also, it means the nadir, or the highest point of human intelligence, has already been reached. Now, people think, well, I'm going to interface with my computer. You might have to, because you're going to be a numbskull if you keep on eating toxic garbage like toxic aspartame, diketopiperazine, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde-laced drinks. and toxic water and toxins of genetically modified foods that are causing brain allergy where your brain is being attacked because you have a gluten sensitivity and it's attacking the S100 protein in the glial cells. Now, you have to understand that sperm counts have been dropping. Male hormone count has been dropping. So here's the consequences of toxic water in our water supply. We're increasing cancer rates dramatically. We're increasing dementia dramatically. We're increasing infertility dramatically. We're increasing feminization of males dramatically. We're increasing the infertility problem, so a quarter of young couples that are otherwise healthy are completely sterile. So if they don't submit their, have what's called, you know, sperm collection amplification and directly injected into the os, or literally creating embryos in a lab and then implanting them in the female, we're not going to have pregnancies here shortly. And people say, well, why is that, doctor? Tell me why that's happening. I said, it's real simple. Drink toxic water, eat genetically modified foods, have mineral-depleted soils, take lots of polypharmacy. And by the way, when you drink the water, say, in Orange County, if you actually do a chromatography on it or a high-pressure chromatography and analysis, you'll find the water, say, in major cities in the United States where they're doing toilet-to-tap water, like Phoenix, Arizona, it has doping agents, birth control pill, chemotherapy, heart drugs, antipsychotics, antiarrhythmics. You name it, the sucker's in there. And by the way, these are not additive, they're multiplicative. So that you can have pico amounts, like parts per million or billion. And if you have 10,000 chemicals of parts per million or billion, they have some dramatic effects, not based on whether they get in really high dosages where you see the color of the water change. They're doing metabolic things to you that are weird and not so wonderful. Now, you might think, well, Dr. Deagle's exaggerating. It's not that bad. I'm thinking, well, there, you know, as Einstein says, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. And believe me, the ocean of stupidity out there is vast. When the facts say this, and you compare sperm counts and hormones, and you wonder why there's 34 different designations for sexual orientation, including Caitlyn Jenner, all these different variations, a lot of it is biological. I mean, if I went through and measured the fat biopsies, red blood cell, a content of xenoestrogens in people's body from drinking toxic water with halides in it, they'd say, oh, no wonder, you know, Caitlyn Jenners are around. It's no wonder my son is not as virile as his father. It's no wonder everybody's taking Viagra or Cialis, these drugs to try to get an erection because their hormone levels are shot. It's no wonder they're getting liver cancer and dementia and everybody is losing their marbles. Why are people surprised? I mean, to me, it's kind of bizarre. Don't you think so? Why are they surprised?
Why they're surprised is, of course, a little baffling to me. But I completely agree with you. Just look at autism. I mean, bless. I just say a little prayer when I think of the people with autism because. You know, they've been dealt a crap hand that they shouldn't have been dealt.
Well, we had a seminar in 1974, which is 43 years ago, right?
Yep.
In our university, Dalhousie and Sister University of Harvard. And at that time, one case in 4,500 was autistic, right? And, of course, they probably didn't know to discern. Many of these cases back then were probably due to some genetic anomaly where there's heterochromatin DNA or translocation or something else where there's a gene SNP problem. Right now, and I'd like to rename it, I call it BOF. I don't call it autism. I like to call it BOF, brain on fire. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove that their brain's on fire. I said, well, first off, it's like the old thing where they take the glove, you know, back and they challenge you and they hit you with this glove with some chainmail on it, smack you in the face so it'll scratch you up or make you bleed. And I challenge you, Deagle, to a duel. It hit me in the face. I said, you will not like the results of the duel because I'm a crack shot. We get so many paces out, and I'm intellectually going to shoot a bullet at your frontal lobes, and they're going to go splat. Okay? First off, you can do a quantitative EEG. You can do organic acids. You can measure their genetic analysis. After you do an organic acid analysis, you can look at their gene SNPs. You can look at all the different genetics, even all of the most common genetic disorders that cause genetic-induced mental retardation. But most of it isn't genetically-induced mental retardation. You find heavy metals. You do imaging studies to look for what's called a breakdown in the blood-brain barrier with positron emission tomography and SPECT scans. T1-weighted MRI scans to look for delayed myelination like a bone age, only this is myelin in the brain saying, oh my gosh, your daughter that's four that can't speak has no myelin connections between different parts of her brain. No wonder she doesn't talk. She's got the brain of a 10-month-old, not a 4-year-old. Not surprising, is it? Isn't that remarkable? Amazing, hey? The waters
oh,
of
goodness,
death.
Dr. Bill.
Not the water of life. Theory. There we go, another segment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back. A couple announcements. I hope that I will be able to grab Ann Morrison from last Friday's show, and we're going to go over all the documents for her latest update to their science, their blog called Twiland.info. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Jim Fetzer on the program after the show. Do sign up for live stream. You'll get a notification when we're going to do a live stream broadcast. We're now simulcasting to multiple avenues, including over to Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube and live stream, and our own Deagle Network. So all these are happening now. You have multiple ways of accessing and actually cross-searching it. And I'm also working on trying to develop some software enhancements so You can not only go and find a specific topic by going to our Deagle Network, and actually you can pull out a audio clip from what you want. I'm actually working to try to develop some software that allow us to actually have audio clip searchability. So in other words, if there's a specific word in our search engine, it'll find the first audio clip where that actual word is. That's coming down the road, and that's with our Drag and Dictate. Now, a couple of announcements. Several things. First off, if you have a QRMA machine, send me in your QRMA file and a paragraph or two about the individuals in your family. The analysis is free. The only time there's any charge at all is when I have to review medical records. It's free. So send it in. Send in your request. And by the way, even if you're not a customer, if you want to send in a request, I get them all the time. Just example, while we're here on the show, I got a bunch of requests for people wanting to ask specific questions. Give an example. They want to know a protocol for hemorrhoids. Well, the first thing for hemorrhoids is vein away. And, of course, to heal the vessel wall, you'd want to use collagen packs. And then to reduce the inflammation, you want to use something like our GastroHeal, which works from stem to stern. So that gives you some basic things. There's more advanced, but these basic protocols I'm going to be uploading not only updates in the next few months to our wellness conditions text documents that are up on for our regular customers, but also I'm going to be making videos of many of these, and they'll be posted. Don't use old protocols. If they're older than 2016, don't use them. If you're questioning and you see an old product there, for example, we drop Nutra Immune, we'll have this new avian immunoglobulin. I don't have the final name, but we're getting close. Probably something like avian super immune. And this not only lowers cytokines in your body and C-reactive protein, but also protects you from 26 major pathogens. We're launching the glutenase, which gets rid of gluten for gluten sensitivity, not just celiac disease, and gluten immune to turn off your reaction, because a lot of times, even including weight gain, it's due to an immune reaction against gluten, which is virtually in everything. It's amazing how many things have got gluten, especially wheat gluten in it. And, of course, we now have Vitamin Mineral Mix that will be coming out this week. I believe it may have arrived already, Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our new cherry flavor powder, and it's a huge container. I mean, this will last you for months and months of Vitamin Mineral Mix for yourself, your children, yourself if you don't want to take pills or you just want to throw it into a drink with either water or juice. It's fantastic flavored. Other technologies, of course, we're going to be putting up links very shortly for directlabs.com. We will have access there. I do have a link up already for 23andMe, and I tell people I'll do a Prometheus analysis as part of a medical consultation, or if you want to do more advanced testing, and as a consult, we can do everything from organic acid metabolite analysis to tell you what genes you have that are actually causing the problems. So we'll be back in a moment with Hour 3 with Jonathan Gray, who's here every 2 weeks. Coming up tomorrow, we have Leo Live Zagami first hour and regularly third hour, except next week we're going to be doing the third hour. We'll move Josh back a little bit. He will be doing hour number 2 next week, but usually it'll be the third hour on Thursdays. And coming up Friday, Andrew Shelton, our attorney from upstate New York. Amazing new addition to our lineup. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.